This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. A man from the U.S. state of Florida with a long criminal record was arrested, charged with mailing at least 13 packages containing explosive devices to critics of President Trump. 56-year-old Cesar Sayak is being charged with 5 federal crimes and faces up to 48 years in prison if found guilty. Speaking at a political rally in the state of North Carolina, President Trump blamed the media for all the negativity surrounding the bomb threats.
We have seen an effort by the media in recent hours to use the sinister actions of one individual to score political points against me and the Republican Party.
The pipe bombs were sent in recent days to former President Barack Obama as well as other high-profile Democrats. Trump administration considering a new executive order aimed at blocking asylum seekers and immigrants from crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. This comes as a caravan of Central American migrants continues to make its way north through Mexico. News reports are indicating that unnamed administration officials are saying authorities are weighing legal actions on grounds of national security. Facebook has removed 82 accounts from its site and from Instagram that originated in Iran, with some of the account owners posing as residents of the U.S. or Britain. At least one of the Facebook pages had more than 1 million followers. Facebook says it has increased its monitoring of accounts in the run-up to the U.S. election in November. U.S. General Joseph Dunford says diplomatic efforts on the Korean Peninsula will lead to military discomfort in the coming months as leaders try to strike a balance between military risk and political progress, coming just after U.S. and South Korean military suspended joint exercises. This is VOA News. The fiancé of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi says she did not accept an invitation to go to the White House. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda explains why.
The fiancé of slain Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. She says she's refused an invitation to meet U.S. President Donald Trump because she believes it would amount to a PR stunt. Hatice Cengiz cried multiple times in her first television interview since the killing. The Turkish woman says she doesn't believe the White House is being sincere in its efforts to bring the perpetrators to justice.
His statements contradicted each other over a very short time period. I perceived it as an attempt to win public sympathy.
Cengiz was one of the last people to see Khashoggi alive before he entered the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, never to emerge. Security cameras captured their last moments. Saudi Arabia claims the critic was murdered in a rogue operation.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting. Israel's military says it has intercepted 10 to 30 rockets fired overnight on Israel from Gaza. The volley of rockets came just hours after Palestinian health authorities said 5 people were killed, dozens wounded by Israeli forces in protest along the border. The Israeli army said it aimed airstrikes at 3 positions belonging to Hamas, the militant group that has political control of the Palestinian territory. U.S. religious orders are being asked to consider identifying priests who have sexually abused children. AP's Mike Gracia is following the story.
The Associated Press has learned a major Catholic group in the United States is suggesting that its members consider voluntarily identifying priests accused of sexual abuse. The Conference of Major Superiors of Men is an umbrella organization of Catholic religious orders in the U.S. The conference represents more than 16,000 priests and brothers of religious congregations like the Salesians, Jesuits, and Christian Brothers. The conference cannot compel or even formally recommend that religious institutes release names, but the invitation to do so is considered a significant development. I'm Mike Gracia.
Round 2 of Brazil's presidential election will be Sunday. Thousands gathered in front of Rio de Janeiro's electoral court protesting its ruling forcing universities to remove banners containing allegedly illegal electoral propaganda. The frontrunner, Jair Bolsonaro, and his opponent is Fernando Haddad. In the first round of voting on October 7th, Bolsonaro nearly won with 46% of the vote, compared with 49% for Haddad. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. This is VOA News.